USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
Rising tensions as President Trump and Iran trade threats as huge angry crowds in that country mourn top terrorist leader Soleimani. President Trump goes on the Rush Limbaugh show saying he should have been taken out a long time ago and we had a shot at it and we took him out. Meanwhile, leaders in Iran pressuring Iraq to force 5,000 of our U.S. troops out of the country. Still unclear, though, if Americans will be forced to leave the U.S. embassy in Baghdad, which was under attack New Year's Eve and New Year's Day. Defense Secretary Mark Esper saying there has been no decision made to leave Iraq, period. Taking a look now at Wall Street, the Dow gaining 68.5 points, the Nasdaq up almost 51, the S&P 500 gaining 11 points. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Here is some great news. If you missed the deadline to sign up for health insurance, or if you sign up for a plan that you're just not happy with, you still have a choice. It's called MediShare. It's the affordable alternative to health insurance. And it's worked beautifully for 25 years. They have more than 400,000 members now around the country. MediShare is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry, and over the years, members have shared over $3 billion of each other's medical bills, so they could help share your needs too. And best of all, you could save a lot of money with MediShare. The typical savings for a family is about $500 a month. Your savings could be more or less, but think about what you could do with that extra money every month. You're not stuck with a high-cost health plan. You can join MediShare anytime, so call them today and check it out. Here's the number to find out more, and there's no pressure. They are super easy to talk to. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Turning now to 2020, Mike Bloomberg getting the endorsement of TV's Judge Judy.
Judy Shineland, also known as TV's Judge Judy, is opening up about her decision to back former New York City Mayor Michael Bloomberg in the Democratic presidential race. She joins ABC's The View and says,
"When I looked at the field of 2020 candidates, for one reason or another, although I'm sure they're all very nice people, there was no other voice for me other than a voice of someone who has experience in governance, second only to the President of the United States, because New York City has the most diverse population of any place else in the United States of America, except the United States of America." There was a good feeling. It was a feeling that things were run effectively and efficiently during his 12 years as mayor.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
In USA News for Your Health now, it appears Americans are using two very dangerous drugs more than ever before. USA Radio's Chris Barnes with the very latest now from Washington, D.C.
A new study revealing the use of methamphetamines and fentanyl is soaring nationwide. According to research gathered from over a million urine tests, samples testing positive for meth have increased sixfold, with about 8% testing positive last year compared to nearly 1% in 2013. Similarly, the percentage of exams coming back positive for fentanyl has quadrupled since 2013. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
A terrible tragedy to tell you about in Italy, where tourists near a ski resort waiting for a bus killed by a drunk driver. USA Radio's Wendy King with details.
A suspected drunk driver plowed into a group of tourists at a ski resort in Italy, killing at least 6 people. A total of 17 people were involved in the crash, which happened at 1:20 in the morning local time in the northern province of Bolzano. All 6 who died were believed to have been tourists visiting from Germany. 4 people were also injured, with 2 people being hospitalized in Austria. Police said the driver, a 27-year-old man, was arrested on suspicion of manslaughter. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.